and welcome to How to Adult with Joy, a podcast about adulting and the different milestones that we might go through to becoming an adult and all the challenges that comes. Thank you for joining, and please remember to subscribe and follow this podcast. Hey everyone, it has been 3 months since I last recorded, I reckon. 3 months. I think I recorded in February before I went overseas to Japan, and yeah, there has been so much that has happened, so much to unpack, and I have to apologize for the delay. I don't have many listeners, but you may have been wondering where I've been, and I've been here. I have just been procrastinating for uploading the next podcast because when I was in Japan, I actually lost my phone, and basically when I finally got a new phone, I've got the iPhone 15 now, so an upgrade from the iPhone 11 that I was using. Nothing wrong with the iPhone 11 except the battery was dying really fast. So when I re-downloaded, previously it was called Anchor. I use Anchor. When I first downloaded the app Anchor, it was, basically all for podcasting, like making podcasts, editing and everything, and then sending your podcast out. Since, I don't know when, but it has changed to now podcasters. And now it's part of Spotify, and I think they might even take away the option to edit the podcast. So I'm not sure. Something is happening on the 14th of May, and I've already had to change my login. I actually forgot my password for some reason I had trouble logging in because when I lost my phone, nothing was backed up. I don't know the passwords for anything. So basically there's a whole bunch of apps that I have not even been able to log into because I can't remember my password, and resetting my password sometimes is so hard, and it's taken me like 2 months, I think, to finally like get back on here after resetting my password, forgetting which email I use because I've got so many emails, addresses. So anyway, I am back and I have a new phone. It was not the best thing losing my phone in Japan. That was probably one of my lowlights of my trip. It was on the way back from Japan, so it made it even worse. I was already depressed about going to work the next day. Like, what was I even thinking? Like, why did I decide to come back on a Sunday afternoon and go back to work Monday next day? Like, when I go back to Adelaide, at least I will give myself, like, a day. Like, whether I've arrive in the morning, have a rest for the rest of the day, then go to work, or I arrive on a Saturday and have a whole Sunday to get ready for work. But I don't know what I was thinking, but like I did not think this properly when I booked my flight to arrive on Sunday afternoon and have to go back to work on Monday morning. And not only was I going back to work, I was starting at a new hospital from where I've been. Like, I've been there before, but it's totally different rotation, and I've been away at a different hospital for a year, so a lot of things changed. I didn't have parking, so I had to take, what did I do? Did I take public transport? I can't remember what I did. Or maybe I drove to work. I can't remember. But yeah, struggle town. Like, I don't know what I was thinking, and I went back to work, and I was sick straight away. I had to go home on my first day, on my first shift, in my new rotation, in my new hospital. And I went home because I started vomiting, and it is not good. And it's always like, seems like a Monday kind of thing. Well, this vomiting thing has been with me for a very long time, since I was very young. And it has to do something to do with my migraines. But I think this time it was just because of my lack of sleep, my tiredness. It took over 24 hours to get back to Melbourne from Japan, so a lot of lack of sleep, and I was also vomiting profusely in my stopover in China. So I went to I stopped over in Beijing Airport, And that's where I lost my phone. That's where I tried to sleep and I couldn't. And yeah, that's, this language barrier thing is a huge problem for me in foreign countries. Like, and especially when you've lost your phone. Like, if you've got your phone on you, you can at least use like Google Translate or some sort of dictionary to try to say what you want to say. Technology is amazing. But technology is so amazing until you lose it and you realize you haven't actually backed up anything on your phone, and you're like, I'm fucked. And so hence I was so excited to, like, I took so many photos in Japan and I was so but I didn't have enough time to like post them all, so I was gonna like post them slowly when I got back to Melbourne, and I never got that chance because none of my photos were backed up onto my iCloud. Because my iCloud has been full since 2020. Yeah, that is very, very disappointing. So I've lost all my photos from Japan, and the only photos I have are the ones that I sent to my family group chat, and I've asked my sister to kindly send them back to me. But yeah, like, majority of my photos are gone. It's sad. There are a little bit of photos and stories that I posted onto my Instagram, but unfortunately I wrote writing all over it, so it's not the best. But hence I did go to Japan. I just don't have the evidence on my phone that I did. And yeah, basically I lost everything that I don't even know what I lost. Like, I know I lost some passwords, like, and you know, just things like that. It is annoying, but at least I have some of my contacts. I don't know how it backs up. Maybe because I didn't lose my SIM card. Maybe it's not on my SIM card. I'm not sure. So that was my trip. But let's start from this. Like, there was definitely good parts of my trip. So it did start off badly. I have 3 days of, well, other people would call it gastro, but for me, it's like migraine. So the long ass trip, I have to remind myself, it has been so long since I traveled overseas. Like, I did go to New Zealand in February 2020, but I don't count that as overseas, to be honest. It wasn't that long of a flight. It was like, what, 3 hours from Adelaide or wherever I flew from. But yeah, that was very short. It was like hair off a camel's back, so easy, like traveling interstate kind of thing, chill. But like overseas, it had been a hot minute. Like, I probably last traveled like on the last year of my uni degree, but it was probably back in like, wait, no, I did go to Canada in like 2018. So it would have been at least like 6 years since I've done like a proper overseas trip to somewhere far away. Japan is not that far away. I think it's about 11 to 12 hours, I'll say. But when you're going through like one of those other, when you're not going through direct flights, it's over 24 hours, which is basically, you could have just gone to Canada or like London. But yeah, it's not worth that 24, 27 hour trip to go to Japan. Like, might as well get direct flights if you can. But obviously they cost more, and part of the reason, I guess, why I went to Japan was because it was on sale, and you know, the YOLO single person with no dependents, and basically just the mortgage tying me down, but like no pets or anything. I was just like, YOLO, I've already got my leave, let's go. Book my leave, then choose my holiday destination. Anyway, that is what you get for choosing budget airlines, is you get like gastro from, I don't know if it's from their shitty food or a combination of their shitty food that the plane, it was so gross. Like, I don't know if it's because I did the dumbest thing. I like ordered a lactose-free meal just thinking like they would just not have dairy in it, but they basically didn't put any sauce or anything on it. Is lactose really in that many things where, like, I can't have any dressing they didn't even give me fruits. Like, other people were getting fruits, and then I didn't get any fruits. Is there lactose in fruits? I don't know, but it was so bland. It was so disgusting. And I just, on the way back, I didn't eat any of it because I was, like, sick of it, and I had so much food that I bought in Japan airport. I flew Air China. It was terrible. Like, 10 out of 10. Do not recommend. Just pay more and be more comfortable, and you will have, like, 3 days of your trip back. Direct flights all the way. It was just a terrible, terrible, terrible flight. And the flight back was probably more terrible than the flight there. There was so many, like, Asian ladies, like, coughing in my face. And I legit got COVID. I found out on, like, the Thursday of my first week that it's my shitty week. No, like, my shitty week back from my trip. So much has happened. Like, I have so much to say. I don't even know where to begin, how to unpack this trip. But, yeah, this was my first solo trip. Like, I had friends that I met up in Japan who lived in Japan or who are, like, working there or whatever. But, yeah, basically I was alone for most of this trip. So, exciting, but scary, especially when you get sick. It's hard to speak another language. I actually did see a GP in Japan. So, yeah, I'm just a little quiet because I can hear my housemate moving around. So, yeah, that maybe I'll unpack on another episode of what I did in Japan, what I recommend to do. I went to Hokkaido, I went to Tokyo, Kyoto, Osaka, Nara, and Hakodate. Definitely went to a few more places than I've been before. I also went to Morioka to visit my high school friend. I will do another episode on what I recommend in Japan. This episode can just be an update on my life and, you know, what I've been up to and why I haven't updated for so long. I've also just had, like, a week of, like, late shift last week, so I really wanted to avoid certain rotations in my hospital, which include ICU, gen med, surg, ED, because they require, like, late shifts, and I really hate, like, changing up my sleep schedule and work schedule just because it affects my sleep, and my sleep is already really, really bad. So getting home, like, super late and then waking up late, it just screws my whole body around, and I feel like my stomach has been really, really unsettled, and I feel like I'm gained weight because, you know, I wasn't able to exercise during a late shift. So yeah, it really screws your life around. So anyway, I shall talk more on a separate episode on what I did as the clinical late pharmacist at my hospital. It is very different to where I used to work. Definitely more clinical, like, for sure. Like, I want to go more in depth what a clinical pharmacist actually does at nighttime. Not only do we go med calls and doing admissions and, like, things like that. It's and having a pager and just doing random discharges or answering questions of, yeah, you know, people from all around the hospital. It's very different to, yeah, where I used to work. And yeah, so I'll update you guys later. There's just been a lot going on. So I shall speak to you guys next time. Hope you look forward to it. Thank you for listening to this episode of How to Adult with Joy. Please make sure to subscribe to this podcast and give us a 5-star review. Thank you.